Ukraine security issue.
Russia continues to wage terror upon Ukraine's civilian population and to launch missile strikes on the country's infrastructure. The Russian forces attacked numerous infrastructure facilities on the morning of October 18th, resulting in explosions at energy objects in Kyiv, Dnipro, Kharkiv, Mykolaiv, and Zhytomyr. Numerous settlements have suffered electricity cuts. Deaths and casualties have been reported as a result of the shelling. The equipment of two heating plants of DTEC Energo has been damaged. A report on the site of DTEC Energo reads that one person has died in the shelling and 10 have been injured. Since October 10th, 30% of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed, causing massive blackouts across the country, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Twitter. He added that there was no space left for negotiations with Putin's regime. Russian forces attacked Ukraine from the south and north, deploying ballistic missiles and Kalibr-type missiles, said Ukrainian Air Force spokesman Yuri Ignat. Russia continues to use Iranian-made Shahed 136 kamikaze drones to target civilian infrastructure. Iran is complicit in Russia's war crimes on Ukrainian territory, reads a statement on the site of Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The ministry has called on Tehran to immediately stop supplying Russia with any type of weapons. Otherwise, Iran and its leadership will bear the strictest responsibility, including within the framework of international legal proceedings addressing Russia's crimes against Ukraine, reads the statement. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba appealed to the Council of Foreign Ministers of the EU to introduce sanctions against Iran for the supply of drones to the Russian Federation, adding that Ukraine is in need of additional air defense systems.
Я сьогодні вперше в історії українсько-іранських відносин закликав застосувати.
For the first time in the history of Ukrainian-Iranian relations, I've made the call for sanctions to be imposed against Iran. We've had enough, simply put. We've long listened to various explanations and reasoning, but the truth cannot be hidden. It has literally provided blows to residential houses in Kyiv. That's why the time has come to introduce sanctions against Iran for supplying weapons to the Russian Federation. When imposed, these sanctions should serve as a signal to other countries who Russia has turned to for military support. We know Russia is doing this. Anyone who dares to help Russia must immediately suffer consequences and pay the price of doing so. Ukraine has carried out another large-scale prisoner exchange with Russia, with 108 women released from Russian captivity, reported Andriy Yermak, head of the Office of the President of Ukraine. According to him, this was the first all-female prisoner exchange for both civilians and military personnel. Viktoria Obidina, a paramedic from Azovstal Steelworks, was among the released. The Russians had separated her from her four-year-old daughter during the evacuation of the plant. There were also women who had been illegally detained in the uncontrolled parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and held in captivity even before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. People were detained for transporting humanitarian aid for orphan children. The women who have been released ask that we remember about those still held in Russian captivity.
Нам постійно говорять, що нас забули, що ми нікого не побили, але ми нікого не вірили.
We were constantly told that no one cares about us, that we've been forgotten. But we believed no one. We believed in Ukraine, and we were told that Ukraine is no more. We knew that it still existed. We want to ask you to share this as widely as possible. Russia is a very tough country, and we have to voice the need for getting our people out. There are many people left, many girls who also want to come back home. Please bring them home. They've been left alone with the Russians. Bring them home. The released women shall undergo medical checks and rehabilitation. We remind you that over 2,500 Ukrainians currently remain in Russian captivity. In the meantime, representatives of the Red Cross have failed to reach the town of Olenivka, Donetsk region, where Ukrainian prisoners of war are kept. the mission has once again referred to the absence of security guarantees, explained Dmytro Lubinets, Human Rights Commissioner of the Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine. Together with other MPs and representatives of the Office of the President, he made a working visit to the city of Zaporizhia. The team stated it is time to raise the issue of the Red Cross's activity in Ukraine and the whole world. The Red Cross must hold a firmer stance and insist that Russia provide access to Ukrainian prisoners of war, said head of the permanent delegation of Ukraine to the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, Yegor Cherniv. We arrived at the demarcation line and waited for representatives of the Red Cross. We expected them to turn up at the contact line at least, instead of writing letters in their office and then accepting Russia's come-offs and being so inactive. We urge, ask, and insist that the Red Cross fulfill its rightful obligations. There should be an inspection to check adherence to the Geneva Convention in regard to the treatment of Ukrainian prisoners of war. At that, they've got 24/7 access to Russian prisoners on the territory of Ukraine. For some reason, they are quick to give up and accept written come-offs from the Russian Federation. Moreover, they aren't even ready for an open dialogue on the issue. They say they have no access to the POWs, forgetting to mention on which side. We were ready to accompany the mission to any given territories, since our people are kept there. For some reason, we are ready to do this, and the Red Cross unfortunately isn't. During a meeting with representatives of the International Committee of the Red Cross in Geneva, Ukrainian Ombudsman Dmytro Lubinets stressed the importance of proper wording in description of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. It's not a Ukrainian crisis, but Russia's war against Ukraine, where the Russian Federation is an aggressor state and the parties are not sides to the conflict. And for the first time ever, in a statement, the Red Cross has referred to the Russia-Ukraine war as an international armed conflict instead of calling it a Ukrainian crisis.